Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3, and welcome to the Outdoors Outlook with our friends at Nanticoke Outfitters. Every Friday afternoon right around 4:30, we try to give you a little insight as to what you're going to find when you head out to do some hunting and fishing this weekend, and no one better to give us the scoop than Captain Dave from Nanticoke Outfitters. So, Dave, you know, we've been talking about turkey season the last couple of weeks. I know it's winding down here in Maryland, but I would imagine as that goes away, fishing's starting to take off?
It really is, Gary. You are right. Fishing has taken off quickly. And I'll tell you, there's a lot to cover in today's report with increasing water temps, a new state record being caught in Delaware, and a new emergency rockfish regulation that was just announced. But let me touch on the hunting. You are correct. Turkey season is wrapping up. Delaware is completed. There is no more turkey season in Delaware. We finished that up last week. Maryland's still in season until May 23rd. And overall, it looks like it's been a good season. Turkey numbers seem to have been up from last year, which is a good sign. And I know here at Nanticoke Outfitters, we had an excellent season with 10 out of our 18 hunters harvesting a mature tom.
That seems like a pretty impressive success rate, Captain Dave. Now, are you still doing a lot of hunts? People trying to get in right under the wire here?
Yeah, well, we did one last week, and we did one this morning, but no, not really. We only book so many hunts because we don't want to overhunt our birds, which means we're getting busy with fishing. And speaking of fishing, tributaries, they're doing well with catfish and white perch. White perch have moved into what I like to call their summer home, which means structure. Any structure along the banks or the edges of some of the deep channels is a great place to catch them. Early morning is the best. Snakehead fishing is also super hot right now. And that's really anything like white soft plastics or minnows will work with the snakeheads. The trophy rock season is wrapping up on Monday. Last day will be Monday, May 15th. Rock fishing will still be open, but with a different set of regulations that I'm going to share in a moment.
Yeah, I thought I heard something about that in the news this week.
Yeah, it was just released on Friday, and it's definitely going to impact our anglers. But let's move off the coast first before I come back to that. Tog fishing has been really good this week. The tog season ends on May 16th, so be sure to get that trip booked soon. But if you can't get out before the 16th, that's okay. Season will still be in, just that the creel limit will drop down to 2 per angler. Speaking of tog, I mentioned that I had some exciting news to share about a record. Well, the Delaware state record tog was caught last week by James Milano out of New York. His tog weighed in at 22 pounds, 14.4 ounces. By the way, that was caught on a white leger crab over one of the wrecks.
Now, Captain Dave, that size is about half of my five-year-old, and I can't imagine trying to lift him up on a rod and reel. How difficult is it to get a fish in like that?
Oh, it's tough. It is tough. And, you know, typically we're catching them in 75 to 100 foot of water. So think about that. You're pulling up over 20 pounds from that depth. That is going to wear you out. And I'll tell you, speaking of wearing yourself out, we wore ourselves out yesterday with black sea bass. The black sea bass season starts on Monday, May 15th with 15 fish per day. And I went out yesterday with some friends and another captain to check the sea bass grounds, make sure that we're prepared for next week as the season kicks off. We caught well over 200 fish in 4 hours. Our arms and shoulders were feeling it. I am booked for next week, but my good friend and Captain Justin Marshall, that fished with me yesterday, he has some availability for next week. You can reach him at coastalguideservice.com to take advantage of that nonstop action. Now, flounder and rock fishing in Assawoman, Assateague, and Indian River Inlet are starting to heat up. The OC Inlet's providing anglers with some really nice-sized fish, as well as the thoroughfare and the bridge pilings. Now, my parties that I had this week did extremely well on flounder, and I'll tell you the secret that we were using was we went to a slow drift about 1 knot, drifting white gulp baits topped with squid. So I have some flounder openings over the next few weeks. Please reach out if you want to get out there and enjoy some of that fishing before our crowds start to arrive.
Yeah, not much time before that happens. And, you know, Captain Dave, we talked a couple of times over the last few weeks about, you know, me wanting to get out and experience some of the fishing. But, you know, I mentioned my 5 and 6 year old, too. I'm thinking, would it be a good thing for all of us to come out on a trip like that?
Absolutely. It's the perfect family fishing trip, Gary. You know, I have many families that join me for 3 or 4 hours fishing those back bays at Ocean City. So let's get you booked before I sell out. But first, I want to share some important announcements. Denrec Reservation Systems. They have a new reservation system for surf fishing weekends, even with a permit. So starting May 16th, this will be a program that, although it is a pilot program, starting Saturday, May 20th through September 4th, all permit holders must make a reservation in order to access the beach between 8 and 4 on weekends and holidays. Also, emergency rock fishing regulations are going into effect on May 16th. There will be a 31-inch maximum size restriction. Minimums vary by location, so make sure you check the regs for your area that you're fishing. Well, Gary, that's it for today's report. I appreciate you following along, and as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula. Now, get outside and take mom fishing this weekend.
That sounds like a great plan. Captain Dave from Nanticoke Outfitters. You can catch the Outdoors Outlook every Friday right around 4:30 on the ride home, and anytime that it's convenient for you, because we'll post the link right at coastcountry.com. It'll take you right to the Nanticoke Outfitters webpage, and you can listen to this report in its entirety. Captain Dave, I wish you the best this weekend, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in your family.